This is VOA News by a remote. A big deal. Iran's sole nuclear power plant has undergone an unexplained temporary emergency shutdown. That's according to state TV reporting. On Sunday, an official from the state electric company said on a talk show that the plant shutdown began on Saturday and would last for about 3 to 4 days. Without elaborating, he said that power outages could result. This is the first time Iran has reported an emergency shutdown of that plant. It went online in 2011 with the help from Russia. It is required to send spent fuel rods from the reactor back to Russia as a nuclear non-proliferation measure. Afghanistan's former president said Sunday that the United States came to his country to fight extremism and bring stability to his war-tortured nation, and is leaving nearly 20 years later, having failed at both. In an interview with the Associated Press just weeks before the last U.S. and NATO troops leave Afghanistan, ending their forever war, Hamid Karzai said extremism is at its highest point and that the departing troops are leaving behind a disaster. He said their legacy is war-ravaged nation in a total disgrace and disaster. Karzai, who had a conflicted relationship with the United States during his 13-year rule, wanted the troops to leave, saying Afghans were united behind an overwhelming desire for peace and needed to take responsibility for their own futures. U.S. President Joe Biden